Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to 95.7
Game. Raymond, go bye-bye.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Don't forget, because I also watch this every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal first-class money market today. You can all now download the Odyssey app directly from our YouTube and Twitch pages as we have added the QR code on both pages. Got a QR code. Scan the QR code. Boom. Takes it straight to the Odyssey app.
It's pretty
cool. If you can't watch us on YouTube, as well as shout out to the Comcast Business Text Line. We all appreciate you. Some people mad at me for the other day. I said, the hell with the fans. But it wasn't all the fans. It was just some fans. Some fans get on my nerves. Not all of you. Most of the fans are great.
I just wonder,
of the fans, you know what? You know what's crazy? Most of the fans, not to cut you off, Shasky, they understand what happened last night. Because I got a lot of the same sentiment from a lot of people that I know that watch basketball, that watch the Warriors every single day. They're just exhausted.
What happened after I let a couple minutes go by, and what did I do?
When?
I called you yesterday.
Oh, you did call me. Then I FaceTimed you. Shasky was redder than this microphone.
I couldn't. Because you know why? Because, like, and this is, like, just my perspective. I've been watching this team my whole life, all right? And they've brought me the highest of highs. I feel like I'm watching, you know, somebody who I've grown a huge love for. At one point in time, I can make the argument that Draymond Green was one of my favorite Warriors of all time. He has been out of that zone for a long time for me. And it's because of the stuff like last night. And I've been watching him throughout his best years, throughout his worst years, and I don't expect the greatest effort from everyone on a nightly basis over a 10, 11, 12-year period, but there are certain trends that I watch, and I watch this guy in games where Steph doesn't play. I feel like it feels through the television like he's deliberately pushing the line to get tossed, right? It's almost like a running joke inside my own head, and then I'm watching him last night. You're down Kuminga, okay? You're on the back end of a back-to-back in the Florida swing. You won a big game the night before. You got, at the time, they hadn't won their 10th game, but a 9-game in a row surging Houston Rockets team. Yep. It's the first couple minutes of a nondescript Orlando Magic. It's not a team that you have, like, years of beef with, right? I watched the first quarter. It was a couple of plays. All right, some bang-bang. That happens in every basketball game all year. And he couldn't let the possession go from two possessions prior. He's not even involved in the play. It's Paolo Banchero crashing into Wiggins. All right, you think that the guy flopped a little or they didn't get the right call. Fine, you said your piece. You got the original tech. The best player in the history of the organization, the guy that you say you're most loyal to, all right, Steph Curry, has got his right arm up against your hip, and he's like, all right, you said enough. Basically, through, I can't tell exactly what he's saying. But,
and it's after Draymond touched the referee, which is a no-no. You can't touch the
refs. Even then, I'm willing to give you a little leeway because sometimes you fling around to, like, you know, address someone and you inadvertently touch them. So, like, whatever. But by the letter of the law, you're not allowed to touch the official. So the first tech, whatever.
Fitz said it right away. He's like, oh, he may have got the tech for touching the official.
And so then Steph comes over and he's like, all right, man. And you could see it. You could see Steph's, like, his cadence, like, all right, man. And then Dre is continually barking and he's saying magic words that most lip readers can see are It's language you can't use. You're going to get rung up. I'm sorry. Like, it's just, you can't talk like that. Even in professional sports, these guys are human, the referees. And then the ref starts going toward center court after backing up.
Yeah,
he backed up out of his space. He starts going towards center court. Okay? He's going to the scorer's table, and Draymond can't let it go, and then can't let it go, and then says a phrase that to me is extremely offensive and disrespectful to the official, and the official tossed him.
And that was that.
It was warranted.
And that was that.
And then Steph Curry, the greatest player in the franchise history, is exasperated, and the look on his face embodied everything I need to know about where we're at.
He said it after the game. Self-inflicted wounds. We need him. We're trying to get to the playoffs. We're trying to make a run. We're trying to get there. An opportunity. They enhance our legacies. And that happens 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the game. So I'm gonna hear, let's hear from Tim Legler at ESPN about the situation.
Incredibly selfish, inexcusable, and I'm tired of prefacing these moments by saying everything he's done for the organization. I'm not going to do that anymore. I used to do that every time these conversations came up. Yeah, but where would they be without Draymond? Now I don't want to hear it anymore. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive, right? This is inexcusable, and here's why, Greeny. This team is hanging by a rope over a cliff right now.
Yeah.
And they desperately want to get in. And get a, by the way, more than anybody else, more than Steve Kerr, more than the franchise, you owe Curry. You owe Steph Curry to be out there on this night.
Yeah.
And he just walks 4 minutes into a game that they have to have. And miraculously, they found a way to win the game on a night where they didn't play particularly well, but they played hard, and Curry was great late.
And that's Tim Legler on Get Up. Let's go to the line.
It felt very
Tim
selfish, Legler. Did it not?
Oh, come on. I mean, it's...
It's the anti... Listen, man, no, it's the anti-teammate thing.
It's not that he's trying to be... I don't think he's trying to be selfish in that situation. I just think he loses it. And he gets so caught up with the referees that he forgets everything. And then when you get to the locker room, you're like, damn, I left these guys out there with no Kuminga. I'm the defensive captain. I'm not out there. Now guys got to step up. Now Steve Kerr's rotations look a lot different. Now you got to mess with the minutes a little differently. You got to sub guys differently. Just a lot. It's a trickle-down effect. So, yes, in a way, it is a selfish act. You got kicked out. You got to chill out. You got to know, dude, it's the back end of a back-to-back. It's not even the first 5 minutes of the basketball game. We haven't even got through our first rotations yet. Guys haven't even broke a sweat yet.
That's what I'm saying.
You haven't even broke a sweat yet.
That's what I'm saying.
All right?
And you know you're down a couple of
you're fighting to get to the playoffs.
I know.
You're fighting to get to the playoffs.
At the end of your career, when the three of you, Clay, Steph, and Draymond, you don't know if Clay's going to be here next year.
Again,
right?
I don't know.
What if they had lost that game? Just 1 second. They lose that game.
Oh, I mean, it's...
And like, the big three out that way.
They lose that game. This show's a nightmare today. This show's a nightmare. I can guarantee
you. But you know what? But this is the part
I'm tired of talking about it.
Because these other guys that were out there fighting their
We're not talking about them enough, and we should be talking about them. That's why I'm so damn frustrated. I'm tired of talking about that. I'm tired of it.
TJD and Klay Thompson clearly have a chemistry, and I'm watching a young man ascend right now. Pajemski had a great game. Moses Moody gets dusted off the bench, comes in with a sick dunk in the fourth quarter, and we're sitting here talking about the quote-unquote heart and soul of the team
getting thrown out of the game
they had to have.
We should be talking Moody. We should be talking Wiggins. We should be talking Klay and Steph and getting a big win in Orlando and going 2-1 on this road trip with Charlotte coming up on Friday and San Antonio on Sunday. Should be talking about how you're holding off the Houston Rockets. But nah, we're not. We're not, unfortunately, because that's the way sports radio works. Danny in San Jose. Danny, what's happening?
Danny.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I've called a few times. It's been a long hold. I appreciate you letting me talk. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Love your show.
Thank you.
Vontae, you always look good. Like on last night, standing there with Mullins and the other guy. Hey, I just wanted to go back a little bit. And the irony of Draymond is, like he said, oh, I don't give a crap about Houston. Well, he should. But the thing is, it tells you about Draymond. He doesn't give a dang about anything. It just shows by what's happening. And you're right, Vontae. He's going to get ejected again. He's going to get a T, and he's probably going to get suspended again. It's just a story. And I agree with you. I'm tired of talking about this. The other guys we should be talking about is Wiggins last night.
Yep.
He was awesome.
Yep.
Steph Curry was awesome.
Yep. No, keep cooking, Daddy. Keep cooking, because Wiggins deserves
love. Oh, man, I got my – and then here, I'm going to go back a little bit. shame on Draymond for about a month or so ago, and I was listening to that show, or when, no, it was after the game, when you talked to him, and he says, what do you want to talk to me for? What do you, you know, he kind of disrespected you. And he had no right to, but I was impressed by the way you handled it. You could have lowered down to his level and, you know, dissed him too and shamed him. But no, you let him, you just ignored it and was smooth and went on with the interview. I think it was after the Knicks or Pacers game.
Yeah,
they
after
won.
The Knicks game.
But he just right away jumped on you. What are you talking to me for? You were, and you just, you were cool as cool hand Luke. And I just loved it. I just never forgot that. And then he just, you know, embarrassed himself basically. And the interview went on. But that's been the story of this season. It shouldn't be. It's a sports talk show. It's not the Draymond show.
Right.
And then the end of, was that the longest night in history? I don't know.
Yeah, that was the longest
what
night.
What a three from Steph. He wasn't having a great game.
He
was not, I was shooting, I mean.
His number since the All-Star break, he entered that game. His number since the All-Star break, 15 games since the All-Star break. He missed three, remember, with the ankle injury, ankle sprain. Steph Curry, and this is before last night, he was shooting 34.5% from three and 40% from the field. I know we got to get the break, damn it. I see the clock right here. I know how to tell time, Lubman. Good Lord. 34.5% from the three-point line, 40% from the floor. Just get the numbers out, man. It's 7-11. We break every day at 7-11. Does it change?
We don't, but.
Whatever. Rest of the show coming up, brought to you by Lucky California.
Dub Nation, it's Brandon Wojcicki, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonta Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
It's getting hot. I mean, 10 games left. Tempers are flaring. Tensions are high. I will have the last laugh, and I will get what I want. I mean, March Madness at its finest. In the studio, breaking on time. Draymond getting ejected. Here's a text, and I knew this was coming, and this is going to happen for the rest of my career as long as Draymond Green is a member to go to State Warriors. 415, Fonte, good morning. It sounds like you're being much more cautious with what you say about Draymond Green now. Say what you feel. Well, I told you guys the spacing that gets compromised when him and Podzimski's on the floor. How many times I got to explain that to you, that spacing compromises Klay Thompson and Andrew Wiggins' game? It's pretty funny. Andrew Wiggins goes crazy, right? Offensively, because there's more space on the floor. But what else do you want me to say about his ejections? I'm telling you how I feel about it. And how I feel is I'm exhausted from talking about them. I expect better. Been suspended twice this year. Before last night, he was ejected three other times. He got ejected for a fourth time this season, 3 minutes and 36 seconds left into the game. Three minutes and 36 seconds into the game, Draymond Green was ejected. So how do I feel about it? I feel like it's unacceptable, and I'm tired of talking about it. That's how I feel, 415. It ain't that I'm being more cautious. What else do you want me to say?
Just for a split second, though, can we go back? I haven't had a chance to talk to you about this. Just in general, do you mind if we do this about the day that went down? Because I do believe that, you know, some context needs to be added. First off, for the people that are out there driving around, you know, I was obviously going through a lot of stuff going on with my personal life, my family, and I feel like I left you hanging for a long time. And I'll say some wild, crazy things on this show at times. You have always been extremely professional every turn, and I'm learning on the fly, right? There's things that I've gotten better at that I didn't know, and so your professionalism is something that I've always admired. And I mean that, and I like, even though we're the same age, essentially, right. I always look up to you. I'm being real here. Like, I want people to be. But we're also brothers off air. Mm-hmm. And there's times we fight and we argue and whatever. But, like, what happened with my dad was, like, it was draining emotionally. And I'm going to get emotional here for just a second. Because the day Draymond and you had the thing on television.
Yeah.
This is the day it was my dad's funeral.
Yep.
And, like, I'm getting emotional. It was a exhausting, horrible time. It was also one of the most, you know, emotionally draining times in my life. And I know you have love for me and everything. And I'm trying to give back, like, some backdrop to people that are out there. I'm being real here. Like, it was a long day. You came to the funeral, and I, you know, I love you like family, and you were there, and you knew my dad. My dad freaking loves you like a son, like a straight up son. Yeah. And I've heard some of the things that you've said. And I came home after that long ass day, and I watched what happened. And I was like, oh my God, dude. For you, and I know how tired you were that day. Like, let's be real. That was a long day.
Yeah.
That was a long week.
No nap.
It's a long couple weeks.
No nap.
You know, I left you. No, but I'm being real.
But no, like, you didn't leave me hanging. You had to do what you had to do.
No, but I'm saying, like, from a partnership, like from a friendship, right. Like, I felt like I was, like, you know, yeah. Anyway.
I told you to stay away as long as you needed to.
I know.
We'll hold it down.
So I come home from this long-ass day of the funeral, and I see this interaction. I'm like, oh, my God, dude, B has been out all day. He was highly emotional. I'm sure you cried that day, because we all cried that day at my dad's funeral. And you got Dre, and I felt, and then you could say whatever, I feel like, oh, man, dude, he's really going to, like, pseudo-bullying my guy on air. It was weak. I thought it was weak, right? And we haven't had a chance to, but I thought you handled it professionally. And I look back on that and I'm like, this is what you've been talking about, like how we talk about people, because there is a personal element. There is a business element. There is a quote unquote partnership element.
Right.
There's layers to these things.
Yep.
So people say what you feel, but bro, we do the best we can to be as authentic as we can without offending people and also being real that these are humans and they're going to make mistakes. Right? So when Draymond does all of these crazy things, we have to come on here and talk about it. And there's sometimes we see these crazy responses from our fans and from the Warrior fans.
Right.
And it's like, all right, look we have to be realistic here. And we have to talk about these things in consumable ways that don't offend the families, that don't offend the human elements.
And
I think, what I'm going at with this is that, Bonte, I've worked with you for over 5 years, and if there's one thing that I will say about you is that you keep it as honest as you possibly can while keeping it in between the lines of not offending the human elements, not offending people's families, not offending, you know, who they are to their core. You do keep it real. You do talk basketball. You do talk X's and O's. And when you say to me this morning, for example, as I've given you the whole backdrop, I'm exhausted over the whole thing. It's not because of the one interaction on television that people saw 30 seconds. It has nothing to do with it.
No.
It's us watching this team and you being around this team for as long as you have and going, this team's fighting for a playoff spot. And one of the leaders of the team has repeatedly told us he can control his emotions and time. After time, he's let everyone down. And it's again. And now we're overshadowing the great contributions from veterans and young guys on a back-to-back when they had to have it. And we're talking about getting ejected three minutes into a game over a play that he had no involvement on?
Right. And
come
look,
on, people.
And look, Shasky, that's well said.
I'm sorry, I wanted to be long. I haven't had a chance to explain that.
I appreciate you saying that. It was a long day that day, and I don't even think about it. I just hate the fact that
whenever
I see people, that's always going to get brought up.
Unfortunately.
Out of all the things we've done in our career, out of all the success we've had together, individually, together, all the great games we've been to, there's not a day that goes by where I run into somebody and they don't bring it up. There's one guy I had to check. He was
tough.
Man, can you get Chris Willard to sign my autograph? I'll get Draymond Green on. He's like, dude, nobody's scared of nobody. Like, I go to the locker room.
It's not that deep.
It's not that deep at all. Here's why I'm exhausted.
Nor did I think you ever disrespected him on that level, to even close.
We have his mother on. Hey, how many interviews I've done with his mom, Mary Babers Green? And she's like, hey, baby, how you doing? Anyway, the exhaustion from last night's ejection is a totality from the last 4 years.
Exactly.
It's everything. Last year, the season got hijacked. We know why it got hijacked. Because of the guy who got ejected last night was involved in the situation. And I don't care what anybody says. It has nothing to do with how the kid played. It's on TMZ. You socked the hell out of a teammate. And we remember what that day was like. It was a football Friday. And we had to talk about it. And I know how uncomfortable. Like, I want to talk sports. I'm not good at talking about politics or things. I'm not.
We don't want to alienate our audience.
Yeah, no doubt.
We talk about this all the time.
We had to talk about a punch for so long. And it was the biggest story in sports. And then you think about the way they lost. And then you think about some of the things that were said before the season. Hey, man, I didn't even want to come to work last season. Hey, man, this is the most important season of my career. And it's the fourth time you've been ejected, and it happened in the first 4 minutes of a basketball game. So when I came in this morning, I said, Shasky, and we talked last night. We talked twice last night. I said, I just want to talk Wiggins.
I know.
I want to talk about the win. I'm exhausted, but ESPN's running with it. It's a big story. How can we ignore it? And then listen to Tim Legler.
One of the most famous players in Bay Area sports history.
No doubt. And Tim Legler, who's as fair as any analyst out there in the world.
I can't think of anything critical he said about anyone anytime.
So here's
Tim Legler. He's a champion of basketball.
Listen to Tim Legler this morning on Get Up.
Incredibly selfish, inexcusable, and I'm tired of prefacing these moments by saying everything he's done for the organization. I'm not going to do that anymore. I used to do that every time these conversations came up. Yeah, but where would they be without Draymond? I don't want to hear it anymore. Those two things aren't mutually exclusive, right? This is inexcusable, and here's why, Greeny. This team is hanging by a rope over a cliff right now.
Yeah.
And they desperately want to get in. And get up, by the way, more than anybody else, more than Steve Kerr, more than the franchise, you owe Curry. You owe Steph Curry to be out there on this night.
Yeah.
And he just walks 4 minutes into a game that they have to have. And miraculously, they found a way to win the game on a night where they didn't play particularly well, but they played hard and Curry was great late.
And Tim said he owes it to Curry. Curry plays his ass off. He's dog tired. He's running around multiple screens. His efficiency is down since the All-Star break. But damn it, he wants another shot at the playoffs. He wants another shot at a ring.
He's
hurt. Steph Curry. So I asked the fans, as a fan, as a Warrior fan out there, or any fan in the league, as a fan, what was your reaction to Steph's emotional reaction to Draymond Green's ejection last night? That's as emotional as you'll ever see Steph Curry on the court. Just shaking his head.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Facing the jersey, her seeing them after the game. They need Draymond. You can't have self-inflicted wounds, especially with 10 games left in the season.
No.
Let's go to Oreo Cookie, so, man.
Well said, Monte.
Oreo Cookie, then we'll get to JL and Oak, and then we'll try to talk some baseball here. Because, I'm exhausted from talking about this stuff.
It is opening day.
It's opening day.
You're
we got our Giants gear on.
You're wearing the coolest Giants jacket. I have a pullover similar,
right.
But it's new. Yours is old school.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk some baseball and talk about the Giants finishing in second place in the NL West, but no.
And your Braves and your Orioles.
And my Braves and my Orioles. By the way, Braves, Phillies, rained out, postponed. No Strider or Zach Wheeler today. Oreo Cookie in Oakland, what's happening?
Hey, man, you guys are right. Happy opening day. Love it this year, baby. Go A's.
There it
but
is.
I didn't want to talk about. Draymond. Man, he's so emotional. Man, he cannot control his emotions. It's just crazy. Like he owes Curry and Clay, bro. There is a Splash Brother. There is no Big Three out here. It's a Splash Brothers. I think he done talked himself out of a statue, bro. I don't even want a statue of him, man. Nothing but negativity is coming out of him for the past 5 years. I'm done with this dude. Part of me doesn't want to make the playoffs so we can have a reason to blow it up. But at the same time, man, we got to take advantage of these years that Curry has left. And Draymond just don't give a you know what.
You know, I don't know if this would ever happen. But in my mind, as everything was going down in that game, I was thinking to myself, man, they lose this game.
Oh, my gosh.
They lose this game. And, you know, like, I think back to, like, Keyshawn Johnson, T.O., certain guys that got deactivated by their organization where they were basically like, you know what? We're cool off of you around us right now. Mm-hmm. And I wondered out loud. I wasn't suggesting it. I was just wondering out loud, boy, could it lead to something like that? Is the league going to suspend him? You know, like, I know he touched the referee. I don't know. I didn't think it was egregious. I didn't think he maliciously did it. I thought it was more accidental. But I know you can't, and he's done so many things. And A million things ran through my mind. A million things ran through my mind. Thank God they won that game.
You know, it was easy for me to lock in on the rest of the game. He got ejected. He's paused there for a second, say, wow, that really happened 3 minutes and 36 seconds into the game.
It's unbelievable. And
you're thinking like, damn, okay.
Unbelievable.
All right, now this is going to be tough to do without Jonathan Kuminga, and now you don't have Draymond Green. Damn, Paolo Banchero's going to be good. I mean, you know what? The Warriors went on a run immediately. Immediately. They finished the quarter, I believe, on a 19-5 run. Could have been. Were they down 8-6 or were they up 8-6? I forget. But they basically left the first quarter leading 27-11. So guys stepped up. Andrew Wiggins, who we all discussed and said, damn, you need Andrew Wiggins. Maybe he's just, the other day, we were just talking about him being a lost cause and maybe not even playing him. That was a conversation on Monday. Now you look on the Thursday morning and said, if you get that Wiggs, yeah, sure, you could beat anybody. I'm not saying you could win a series and get to the championship, but damn.
It's just...
pardon me. There is still something there with Andrew Wiggins. Oh, wow, look at him defend. Look at him go to the rim. 13 points in the last... 13 of his 23 in the fourth quarter. You hear Steph after the game. Andrew Wiggins won that game for us. Stephen Curry saying this. Andrew Wiggins carried us in the fourth quarter. And if we get that Wiggs, we're a dangerous team. The night before, Klay Thompson, what did he say? We need that Andrew Wiggins. We need him confident. We need him to be aggressive. That's the guy who helped us win that fourth championship. That's what I took away from it. It's like, okay, Wiggins has come to play. I know there's still something there from him.
He's been bottling it up the last few games.
Since we're talking here, obviously he went away for personal reasons. The guy's been another guy. You know, we always question these athletes, whether or not they love basketball or whether or not they play hard or whatnot. And we don't always do it. But that's a conversation with fans, right? Yeah, yeah. The guy has been a lifer on the basketball court. Right, you gotta love something to continue to go through it. It's hard work getting to the NBA. It's hard work getting a scholarship from the University of Kansas. So obviously, something is happening deep in his personal life. I don't even know what it's like. You said it, Chaska, and I'm not trying to put you in the same category as Andrew Wiggins. But think about how difficult it was for you to do the show knowing your dad was in the hospital.
Incredibly
I don't even
difficult.
Want to open that wound back up.
No,
but I know how tough that was.
Difficult.
I was tough. I was like, man, how do I pick my guy up? How do I stay away from this situation?
I know,
so
it's hard.
So it's hard. So I don't know what Andrew Wiggins is going through.
And there are days where you feel good, and there are other days you don't feel good. And then there's things that trigger you, and it's very difficult. It's easy to say, oh, just compartmentalize and move on. The thing I would tell people is like, I've been faking it pretty good.
Right.
As best I can. But so that's all you can say.
But Andrew Wiggins went out there. He smiled on his face.
Yeah.
He had three threes. He was aggressive last night.
He looked so good last night.
He looked great last night.
The two threes, the little pusher.
And now the Warriors are 20-15 on the road.
Yeah.
So
I can't believe their road record this year.
Their road record's incredible.
I thought their fourth quarter offensive execution was much, much better the last couple of nights. And I think that's, if you're looking for one real subtle thing that I think is sustainable, if they have figured something out in that fourth quarter, In the stretch, that's huge. Because think of how many times they haven't looked good offensively in the fourth quarter.
No doubt. And then you got Trayce Jackson-Davis grabbing 14 rebounds, playing like a big boy. How about his development?
Klay had 8 points, 14 sick rebounds too.
Oh, dude, TJD's playing so
him
well.
Him and Klay, because Klay
got
a couple
synergy.
Dribbles.
Yeah, they've got
synergy. Take a couple dribbles in and then give him the bounce pass. It was very interesting.
No, they've got synergy.
They complement
each
other.
That young guy grow up and play well. That's what that's the focus of the game last night. Forget the ejection.
Steph
I'm done with that.
He had a dime in the first half to TJD where he held on to it up in the air and then like whipped it back to him on the little high pick and roll. I do like
the little bounce pass.
Yeah,
that was our little special delivery
last
night.
We're not giving Steve Kerr enough credit. I feel like he went to more pick and roll last night at the top of the key, and I felt like that was a big adjustment.
No, it was a huge adjustment last night. That bounce pass to TJD, though, you're right. He went up. TJD's hands.
He's a nice player, man.
He's got great hands.
He's a really nice player.
He doesn't fumble the ball around a lot. Let's go to JL in Oakland. JL, what's happening? You're on the rust. Look at the everybody here on the lines. JL in Oakland, what's happening?
Fellas, I love your show, man.
Thank you.
Getting on is hard as hell, but you know what? It's worth the wait.
I'm sorry, man. the floor is yours, it's my man. You got a couple minutes to spit your stuff.
Okay. Draymond Green. I'm a Warrior fan, an A's fan, a Raider fan. I love my Bay. Draymond. All this stuff started with him in the championship with LeBron when he dogged him and walked over him. Ever since that day, Draymond has been a problem in the league trying to show he's bad. He does stupid stuff, and it has gotten me to the point to think all these games he keep getting kicked out of, is he getting paid? That irks me. He does it in very important games. Let's take it back a little bit further. How many times have Draymond said, oh, I really dislike what I did? Especially, I don't want my children to be like this if they play sports. I don't want them to have my mentality. I'm not going to let that happen again. He turns around and does other stuff. Draymond's off the hook. We need him. But Draymond becomes selfish because of the fact he plays with an attitude on his shoulders. That's what makes Draymond play. He has to have something to irk him, and then he goes. That's it, fellas.
Yeah.
Thank you for letting me get on.
You know, Shasky, I remember a couple years ago. We're going to get to everybody on. Thanks for the call, JL in Oakland. Appreciate the call. Call us every day if you want. Shasky, it's something to just talk when he was talking, JL. Remember, I don't know if it was the pandemic season with Kate Scott, maybe the year after, but we were discussing Draymond Green. I said, man, he needs that edge to play with. And you were like, he's got to grow. He's got to, at some point, he's got to stop talking to referees. And I was like, well, he needs that edge. He needs that edge. He needs that edge. And I do think he needs that edge at some point. But when you think about what has transpired since that moment, we had that conversation, which was about 3 years ago.
We had a heated debate over
that. I was like, he needs that.
I think your point was that, like, that's what gets him going.
That's what turned him to a Hall of Fame player.
But my thing was like, yeah, there's a threshold, though.
There is a threshold.
He always goes beyond it.
And so now that I think about that 3 years later and the events that have transpired. And look, if these events happen, half the problem is that we hear him on the podcast all the time. And we hear him talking and we hear him at the podium. And people want to see actions. Because let's face it, in this world, actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
They do. How you treat people, how you conduct yourself or whatnot. And so Draymond Green on the floor he's played some really good basketball. He really has on both ends of the floor. I thought against Bam Adebayo Tuesday night, he was exceptional defending him one-on-one. But then the next day, you get kicked out of a game less than 4 minutes into the game against the fifth-best team in the Eastern Conference. And some of those stings you see haven't changed, where it's just like, all right, I thought we were going to work on not yelling at the refs. And then you hear, well, he needs to, whatever. Those conversations, that leeway that he had with the officials is gone.
Bonte.
It's a whole new crew now.
Bonte, in one calendar year, he has stomped on Sabonis, got an ejected where he was like WWE style right in front of the commissioner, okay?
Yeah.
He had the Rudy Gobert chokehold, and he had the Nurkic elbow smack. I don't even know what you would describe that. I don't even know what that is. And why is it this one that I felt was the most unnecessary of all of them?
I don't.
Not that it's more egregious than any of those. This felt so unnecessary, and that's the way I would describe it. You tell me you're in control of your actions. It's one thing when it's you versus a player, and you know things get a little out of control, and you don't know what's going to happen or whatever. You went at an official after the ball. It was a dead ball. You weren't even involved in the play. It's the first 3 minutes in the game. Like, you know what I'm talking about yesterday about the tone and the setting? Look at the setting. It was the first quarter of a back-to-back against the referee in a play you weren't involved in that had no outcome on the results on the outcome of the game. It doesn't make any sense.
Listen, I want to bring this up.
It was so unnecessary.
It was unnecessary. I'm going to bring this up here. We're going to start talking baseball at 8 o'clock. I promise you guys. We're going to talk about opening day.
I'm so excited.
Think about how I want the Giants fans to feel like this because the Lions right now are lit up. You're not going to get through. Everybody wants to talk about what happened last night, and we want to talk about what happened in the first 3 minutes and 36 seconds, not the fourth quarter, which is, again, this is how things roll in sports. Everybody wants to talk about it. Fourth ejection of the season. But we will talk about the Giants, and I want Giants fans to think about this. Think about where your mind was at when the season ended last year. When the season ended, how'd you feel about the team? We were all down and out. We even want to touch the Giants. But think about how you feel now with opening day happening a few hours later down in San Diego. And I got to tell you, my mindset, Shasky, from the end of the season to where I'm at now, it's night and day. I'm ready to play some ball. I'm ready to see the Giants hit some home runs. I'm waiting to see Logan Webb deal. I can't wait to see Blake Snell. I can't wait to see Rob Ray in a second. I can't wait to see what Kyle Harrison has in store.
We're going to call him Ernie Bonte Banks. Let's play two.
Let's play two, baby. I'm ready to play. But we're going to clear the lines right now.
Maybe we'll call you Yogi Hill.
Yogi Hill?
It gets early late.
Yogi-ism.
It gets early late.
It gets late early out there. You hear Fitz starting to use that? Me and Mully looked at each other and goes, we wore that out to the point we had to stop using it. We wore it out in November.
Fitz. Stop! Stop it! Fitz. So what?
Oh, is that Fitz? This season's got everybody. Dude, this is truly March Madness. We're on to this season. It's felt like the longest NBA year my life.
I don't know how people were consuming that moment last night. And I just disagree with Fitz on this. He was saying that, you know, a seasoned official doesn't go at Draymond. The guy didn't go at him. I watched it back over and over and over. The referee backed up. Steph Curry got in between. The referee kept backing up. He took a right turn to go to the scorer's table, and he was going to go to the scorer's table because that's what you have to do in those situations. Mm-hmm. And Draymond's supposed to go to the bench, and Draymond just kept talking. It's all on Draymond. And anybody that says otherwise, I just disagree.
Yeah. Let's go to Samita in Los Gatos. Samita, what's happening? We're going to get to Rudy, Mark, Jay. Everybody's getting on the line. Samita in Los Gatos, what's happening?
Hey, guys.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to talk about last night's ejection. As a mom of, you know, two kids who play sports, one of the things that, you know, their dad always says is it teaches you sportsmanship. It teaches you, you know, how to be a team player. It teaches you all of these life skills. Where did that, what happened with Draymond? Where are his sportsmanship skills? Where is sense of team? What's good for the team?
Discipline.
What happened? Like, it just... Discipline, like just being able to control yourself, you know, you roll with your team, whether it's good or bad, right? And I'm just like, I don't see any of that in him. It almost seems to me like he's regressing since the punch. And I'm at the point now where, you know, I'm going to get canceled for saying this, but we might have traded the wrong guy.
No, I don't think you're wrong.
Go ahead, Sabina, finish
strong. Keep going.
Yeah, because my thing is, you know, Jordan Poole, he handled himself like a real professional after that whole thing. That was a humiliating thing for somebody to go through. Video got leaked. Everybody saw what happened. He sucked it up, didn't say anything bad about Draymond, kept his mouth closed, and played the whole season. And he had a decent season.
You seem like he had
a lot of bad plays and stuff like that, but he had a decent season.
I don't mean to, I apologize for cutting you there. It seems like you watch every game. I watch all the games too. And doesn't it feel like you can see it coming with Draymond, like minutes before it actually happens? And you're like, oh God, right? That's the way I get.
Yeah, it's like he blows a fuse. And I think what's really insightful is, after the last suspension, and it's really sad that we have to say after the last suspension, but after the last suspension, he admitted that, like, he comes on the court with a chip on his shoulder, you know, due to all of the things that happened when he was growing up. He always feels like he's not good enough. He has something to prove. You know, he plays with a lot of anger. He doesn't play with a lot of joy. And I think the anger part is taking over, which is weird because he's, seems like he's a great guy off the court. He seems like he's a really great dad, you know, all of that kind of stuff. But I don't know what happens when he steps on the court. But as far as I'm concerned, I think my patience with him, and I'm a diehard Warriors fan. I love Draymond. I love what he does for the team. But this kind of stuff, this is the kind of stuff that makes me say, it might be time for you to go.
Wow.
What a call.
Wow. Thanks for the call, Samita. Let's go to Rudy real quick. Yeah, Shasky, Los Gatos. Rudy, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, lads. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Opening day.
Opening day baseball, hey, baby.
I got to tell you, you know, I too have been a Warrior fan, and happy opening day. It puts a damper on it. Even when they're kind of headed for the 10th spot, I leave work early to get home to watch it. But I tell you, I think the root problem with Draymond is the league punishes him. 17-game suspension. You guys have discussed ad nauseum what our record might be. But the Warriors are enabling him. As soon as he'll be in the starting lineup. Why not put him on the bench? Hey, Steph Curry, granted he was injured, started on the bench. Klay went to the bench. Chris Paul, a Hall of Famer, went to the bench. Put him on the bench. Send him a message. He can't, you know, 3 minutes and 36 seconds, but we're not going to miss it.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because I don't know all the inner dynamics of what's going on inside the locker room. I don't understand what the dialogue is like between the front office and the player and the players and the best player. Like, these things are very delicate, and I don't know enough. But I would be lying to you if I don't think the same way in terms of they constantly, as an organization and as a fan base, we've rewarded this guy and justified what I believe to be irrational behavior. And I know that there is in sports, it's different than the real world. There's this talent over tolerance, you know, equation. You know, we will be tolerant if your talent is so great. I feel like we're hitting the inflection point if we haven't gone in the other direction already. Well, and for everyone, it's a different level.
But what's going to change?
I don't know.
You know, like, he just signed a four-year, $100 million contract with the player option. I don't know what his value is in terms of people wanting to trade him. I don't know if you can trade him. I honestly don't know that. I don't know that. But that's something we get into it in the offseason. But he has a four-year, $100 million contract. And this is the first year of that deal. And that's what's frustrating for me, is that in the first year of that deal, and what was the most important season, or is the most important season of his career, he's been ejected four times. He's been ejected twice in the first 4 minutes of a basketball game. He's been suspended once for five games and once for 12. And that's it out a couple more games because he needed to get his cardio back up to come back and play. That's the frustrating part. And I'm just going off by what Draymond Green said, which I've been consistent all season with. This is what Draymond Green said. Hell, I got a shot a commercial with him that plays on NBC Sports Bay Area, and I asked him before that commercial shoot, what do you mean by the most important season of your career? What do you guys mean? He started pointing at the thumb, pointing at the finger. Got to get that fifth one, boss. Got to do whatever I got to do to get that fifth one and be a leader for this team.
Would you agree with me that last year's roster may not have been the greatest, but the majority of last year was hijacked because of what happened in the preseason?
Absolutely.
Okay.
How can you? They won 11 road games. You can't connect the dots there. They won 11 road games. Away from home, they were not good. Why? They were around each other. They didn't want to be around each other.
I'm not sure the roster is better, worse, whatever this year. But one of the things that's hijacked the season, if I was going to go number one through, you know, all the different, it's Draymond himself.
Right.
Draymond himself has hijacked the majority of the season by his own actions. He's the one. Like, we could talk about Steph, you know, hurting himself and missing a couple games or, you know, but like, what does he miss, 25 games?
Well, he's missed five, the first suspension. He missed the first two games of the season. That's seven. He missed another game due to personal reasons against the Denver Nuggets. That's eight. He got suspended for another 12. That's 20. I think he sat out a couple games after returning from the indefinite suspension just to get his cardio up and ramp up a little bit. And then you talk about ejections there. He's missed about 24, 25 games when you think about when he was ejected and some of the games he's been out.
So let's just say a fourth of the games are self-inflicted. Right. Wow. I mean, you know?
I mean, I know. It's
two
wow.
back-to-back years.
I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wow. Wow. And now if they miss the play-in tournament with the most... And that's how funny it was. Yesterday, you're playing the team with the lowest salary in the NBA, and the Warriors have the highest salary in the NBA, and they're paying all the luxury tax. Hey, Houston. Houston's right on their back. So, you know, I see some things like, oh, man, this is Bonte's revenge on Draymond Green.
What?
I tell you guys, it's the day after that happened, nothing personal. He said what he had to say. I kept it moving. We kept it moving. We'll have a conversation in person, hopefully in the future, and we'll move past that because I got nothing personal against Draymond Green whatsoever. I'm just tired of, like, I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about hoops. I want to talk about the game. I don't want to have to respond all the time to Draymond being ejected and Draymond being, it's exhausting. Been here at 95.7 The Game for over 7 years. How many times have you been popped? Or things happen with Draymond Green where it's taking over shows.
And this one, it's over, like, I mean, you can read the
I mean,
lips.
I don't even know what it was over.
No, it was over poor language that was very disrespectful that he uses. If you listen to the broadcast, you'll hear that language a lot because I don't know,
but man.
But here's this, like, this is my life ethos, right? If you're doing the same exact things, the same exact way you were 10 years ago, you're not evolving. You got to mature and you got to evolve. No. So there's this always this constant, like, you got to keep it real and you got to be the same. Well, you've changed who you are. Like, this is why when you go from 30 to 40, you're going to change. When you go from 10 to 20, you're going to change. This is why 20 to 30, you got to change.
But this is why there's so much talking about growth and he's growing. And it's like, let's just let the season play out before we start talking about people growing within the season and growing and evolving or whatnot. Because just the other day, Steve Kerr was talking about Draymond Green's growth before the Minnesota game. Before the Minnesota game. This is Sunday. He's talking about Draymond Green's growth. And 4 days later, he's ejected less than 4 minutes into a basketball game for poor language. I mean, we take one step forward, we take another step back. And it seems to happen all the time. Let's go to Mark in Redwood City. Mark, what's happening?
Fellas, good morning. It's a pleasure to talk with you guys again. Joe, my condolences for your dad. I know how much I love my dad, how much you loved him. So I just wanted to say that first.
Thank you very much.
Guys, it feels like Groundhog Day all over again. I will say this. There's a key word that you said, Joe, irrational. And Draymond is very irrational. He's unpredictable is another word that we could use. Vontae, you're the face man for the Warriors before and after the games. You're totally involved. You're in there. You're talking with Chris Mullin. You're talking with the big man over there, too.
Yeah.
And so you know the inside story. Draymond is going to be Draymond no matter what. I happen to admire that in that man, that he has a burning intensity that he cannot extinguish it in his character, in his play. It's detrimental to the team. I understand that. Last night was a perfect example how his teammates stepped up after he was ejected. They didn't wither. They went on a run. They took it to the Orlando Magic. They were supposed to win that game. That was a back-to-back game. The Warriors are an old team, according to the experts. They're going to be tired. They're not going to win that game. They did win that game. And all the guys that sit on the bench are now getting a chance to play because Draymond didn't do what he was supposed to do. So, again, what do you expect from this guy? He's not going to change. They got to do what they got to do. But in the meantime, I say character is growing on this team because of the way Draymond acts sometimes. They pick up. What's the saying? Next man up, right? When somebody gets hurt, next man up. And you're seeing that in this team. The young players are growing. Kuminga didn't play last night, and they still won against a bigger, more physical team. So all the talk about get rid of Draymond, and Draymond's not maturing, and Draymond this, and Draymond that, is Groundhog Day all over again, guys. Get over it, and let's move on.
All right, Mark, good call there. Good call. He said what's on his mind, man. He said what he's feeling about here. Let's go to Shot of Castro Valley before we get to the injury report, and we'll pivot to opening day, man. I want to talk some baseball, man. It's a beautiful day to be a sports fan. Shot of Castro Valley, got March Madness as well, man. Got the Sweet 16. Got a lot going on today in the sports world. Sean, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Great conversation, polarizing topic, polarizing player. And I think Shasky alluded to it a minute ago. Let's be honest, man. There's a lot of adjectives being thrown around here. The one that I keep thinking of is selfishness. But the reality of it all is, who's to blame at this point? Is Draymond to blame? We know who he is. He's shown us his true colors. And as the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Well, he's fooled us like 10 times. And the further we get away from these indiscretions of his and these screw-ups and this personal, you know, he can't control his emotions and behaviors, we keep saying things about him, and it was said on these very airways. I forgot which one of the afternoon shows it was said on the other day. They were talking about which players are going to be on the Warriors next season that are untradeable. And it was Steph, Draymond. Klay wasn't even included because we know he's in a contract year. So why do we keep rewarding him with things like he can't be traded next year, he's necessary, he's crucial, he's vital to this team? No, he's not. Not anymore. He used to be, but he's not the player he used to be. He's not as valuable to this team as he used to be. I mean, he's even got a national TV commercial now talking about change and controlling his attitude. I forgot if it's for a cell phone company or AT&T or something like that. He keeps getting rewarded. And we can't forget, these guys live in a bubble. They think they're invincible a lot of the times. Okay, they think they can do no wrong, and he'll come out, he'll apologize for a couple days, couple weeks, he'll get a suspension, but at the end of the day, it's forgotten, and we say stuff like he's crucial, and he's one of the players that can't be traded. So what's he supposed to think? The onus is not on him anymore. I mean, ultimately, yeah, you can make the argument it's him. He's got to control his behavior. He's a professional. But in reality, we keep making excuses for him and rewarding him a few days or a few weeks. He'll do this and he'll come out and have a couple of amazing games and do some vital things. We'll talk about his spacing on the court and how he controls things and how he's a floor general and blah, 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 all the things that we say about him. And it just goes to his head. And he's one of these guys that thinks no publicity is bad publicity. So it's on us at this point to, or when I say us, society, coaches, teams, whatever, to keep this guy in check.
Sean, good call, man. A really good call. And that, look, man, fans get frustrated. Fans have a right to voice their opinions. A lot of fans feel like Sean. A lot of fans feel like Mark in Redwood City. I'm just kind of exhausted. Kind of exhausted from it. But the Warriors do get a win. They do get a win. And they needed it because the Rockets went to Oklahoma City and won it overtime. Holy, March Madness is real. Let's get to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
It's not a hate Draymond Green day at all. It's not. We're happy about the win. We're just exhausted from these ejections. That's all. We don't hate Draymond Green. We know how important he is to the team. Listen, nobody would get frustrated over a player getting ejected if he wasn't good. That's the problem. He's good and he's vital to this team. That's why we're frustrated. And that's why we're disappointed. Because he is a Hall of Fame player. And when you got a bunch of youngsters on his team, you need Draymond Green and his veteran presence. But, you know, it is what it is, I guess. It is what it is. All right. The Oakland A's will be without shortstop Aledmys Diaz as they open the season against the Cleveland Guardians. Diaz is battling a calf strain that has limited his baseball activities over the last few weeks and will open the year on the injured list. He'll go on a rehab assignment soon, but might not return to action for at least a month. The injury report brought to you by Boxer Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Hell, Shasky, you had even brought up GP2. GP2 yesterday was really good. 5 of 5, 10 points, big layup late in the game to go up 3. We didn't even talk about Gary Payton a second.
What'd you have? Truly?
Yeah, he ain't played
well. You know why? Because I'm hungry. I'm going to order something at the break.
I'm not. I had something this morning. What's coming up
in
the game?
He's full of baloney.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Baking, No Compromises. No, I'm not lying. I did have something to eat.
No, bologna is food that I want to eat, maybe.
Oh, you want to eat bologna?
Not really.
Well, I thought bologna is what Bonte had this morning.
No, I didn't have bologna. I haven't had bologna in a long time.
Do you know what I call mortadella?
What's that?
Old man bologna.
Mm. See, I had too much bologna when I was broke, growing up as a kid. Get it from the meat market, fry it up. Fried bologna just flying up in the skillet for
Oscar 30
seconds.
Meyer Bonte.
Oh, man.
I lied a lot as a kid. I was called Joey Bologna.
Yeah, okay. We couldn't afford Oscar Meyer. It was a little too expensive for my household. Man, what's coming up in the game?
American cheese and bologna, baby.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking, No Compromises. John Taylor, 920. Dave Fleming, 830. Let's get into opening day, man. Opening day today. Let's get into opening day and the Giants and our expectations this season as they get ready to take the diamond against the Padres later today down in San Diego. That's what's coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, Full Service Banking. No compromises.
That's BS, man.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.